You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Well, over the holidays, I was shopping for Tater Tot. I kind of got her a few smaller gifts, okay? Not tiny, but just, I think, four or five smaller things. One thing she had mentioned is maybe some new underwear from Victoria's Secrets. And I was just like, okay, I can get down with that. I can go to Victoria's Secrets and pick out some thongs. So
that
anyways,
really
wait,
weird.
Just thongs?
I thought it sounded cool. But anyways, I was a little unsure of the size, so I took one of her thongs out of her thong holder or whatever the thing is.
Underwear drawer?
Yeah, maybe so, but it's more of a bin. So I don't know what
Hang
I call it.
Hang on a second. Does she have like a tree?
No,
I don't know what she has. Like a tree where she hangs her thongs.
Tree?
Yeah.
Where it's like you hang your hats. Like it's a hat tree and a coat tree.
That's what I picture.
That actually sounds like that would be smart. I don't know how to describe this. If you saw it, you would get it. Anyways.
You stole her underwear.
Yes. So I put it actually in this exact hoodie. I put it in this thing, you know, where you put your hands in the front of the hoodie.
Yeah.
Okay, so you hid her underwear in the pocket of your hoodie that you're wearing.
Why did you have to bring it with you?
Because I didn't know what size she wore.
But just look at the size and write it down.
It's not that simple. I've seen in the past when she's bought them, and it's like some of the smalls fit and some of them are. So I took it in to kind of measure them. And so anyways,
oh my God.
Guys, this is genius. I don't care the faces you're giving me. Y'all are looking at me really
weird.
Anyways, let's go on with the story. So I pick out five pairs. I was like Cisco up in there. And I come back. I give them to her. She loves them. All right. Life moves on. Get back from Christmas. New Year's has passed yesterday. No, excuse me. Tuesday, 2 days ago. I'm in this exact hoodie. I reach in my pocket before we're going into a meeting, and I thought it was a mask, and it was a pair of underwear.
Oh, my God.
So I pulled it out of my pocket, and I looked at it, and somebody I'm not going to name looked at it. We both knew it happened, and we just looked down and walked away and pretended like it never happened.
Wow.
I mean, quite honestly, you can use thongs and underwear for an emergency mask if you
need
it.
I don't know about a thong. It wouldn't cover a lot of your face.
You could get your nose, I think, if you use the right part of it.
The front part?
Yeah, the front part.
Yeah.
There's not a lot there.
Not
either.
Big enough for your nose, Fudge. I mean, not to be mean, but there's not a thong that's big enough.
I do have a Greek nose. I would need granny panties.
I wish I still had it and we could measure.
I'm kind of glad.
They were clean.
That was underwear.
Oh,
still, that was, I don't care what you say, that was a genius idea to take it to Victoria's Secrets to do a little measuring. It just wasn't smart to keep it in my pocket.
No. But that's kind of a baller move, though. Like, you're just at work and you take out a pair of women's underwear.
This is why you're my favorite. Some of the things that I feel like make me sound the lamest, you said baller.
I mean, it's sort of awesome.
If you have a thong in your pocket, like that sounds like a rap song. I got a thong in my pocket.
I love it.
Guys out there, put your own rhyme after that and send it to me at the Jen Show on Instagram.
No wonder you're only big in Germany.
That's fair.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.